This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston signed an executive order Thursday that attempts to limit the ability of ICE agents to operate in the city. It also empowers local police to arrest ICE agents in certain circumstances. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports the order was inspired by community members after federal agents killed two U.S. citizens in Minnesota. They asked the mayor and city council how they plan to protect residents against a potential surge by the Trump administration.
The order bars ICE officers from staging immigration enforcement actions on city-owned property. It also bars agents from places like libraries and schools. And Mayor Mike Johnston declared law enforcement could offer medical aid to people injured by ICE. If a federal agent restricted that aid, local police could arrest them.
To protect Denver, if we see any ICE officer using excessive force against the Denver resident, we will step in to detain that officer and remove them from the situation.
Police said they will prioritize de-escalation in interacting with federal law enforcement. The executive order comes as cities around the country are preparing for possible surges by federal immigration officers.
Denverite's Kyle Harris reporting. ICE did not immediately respond to comment. Meanwhile, lawyers working on behalf of immigrants continue to fight the federal government about how ICE detains people in Colorado. Here's CPR's Allison Sherry.
At issue are so-called field arrests, which the Department of Homeland Security says they conduct sometimes when they come upon an undocumented immigrant they weren't looking for. This means they arrest and detain someone and then get warrants in the field. But the ACLU and other attorneys representing a handful of immigrants who are detained without warrants say it's a violation of federal law. They say filling out a warrant after the fact doesn't change that they detained the person without authorization in the first place. A federal judge will hear arguments about this in March. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.